but almost anybody who's willing to work with other humans has a deeper why. And I want you to win the war of your why. And that's why the world needs the Client Whisperer Show. Welcome to the Client Whisperer Show. I'm your host, Tony Banta, and I am the Client Whisperer. I've spent over a decade running multiple six- and seven-figure client businesses, and I've learned that the secret to success in a client business comes down to one thing: leadership. Bad client behavior is the enemy, and with the right curriculum, infrastructure, and mindset, you can lead your clients to great success and scale your business the easy way. So let's talk a little bit about why the world needs the Client Whisperer Show podcast. Well, a couple reasons. There's a lot of emphasis on marketing, online marketing, and to a lesser extent, there's a lot of emphasis on sales out there. Tons of resources can be procured around these lines. What there isn't a lot of is talk about how to fulfill. There's not a lot of resources on systems, and the systems and operations resources that are available typically don't work with client businesses. Most conversations around systems work to iteratively improve, improve a little bit, improve the margins around how effective, how efficient your operations in business are. I did system engineering and managed process and system improvement methodologies for a number of organizations. But that misses one critical factor that happens all the time in client businesses like yours, if you're listening to this. It misses the fact that serving clients over time naturally has some fundamental shifts in them. There are different phases that you go through where you're working with clients one-on-one, and there are a lot of clients who never get out of that paradigm, right? There are a lot of clients who, there are a lot of client businesses rather, lawyers, accountants, where they spend their entire career working with clients in a reasonably low leverage one-on-one kind of way. And there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. In fact, we've helped a number of them to get some of those iterative improvements over time, to just shave off some of the edges of the extremes of clients and cases that take a lot of time. We've also helped them to systematize, we've helped some of the more forward looking traditional professionals like that to create a new model of working with clients. But regardless, as any client business scales, the difference between a client business and almost any other kind of business, almost any other kind of industry, is that client businesses rely on humans. Now, you could say that any business relies on humans, and to some extent, that's correct. But in a client business, the product is your client. The product is the transformational result from your client. And that's very different than in just about any other industry. Because if I make pens, right? And if you're watching our video stream, either on our website or on YouTube, if I make pens, right? I'm holding a pen up. You would see that if you're either watching on our website, clientsuccess.show, or on our YouTube channel. A link for that will be in the show notes. If you make pens like these, then as you scale, you might need a new manufacturer. You might need to set up additional distribution partners, channels, dropshippers. You might want somebody to manage some of the distribution so that it's not just you. There's all kinds of things like that that you can put into place. But what's different in a client business is you can't just build a machine to produce clients the same way that you can build a machine to produce a pen. Producing client transformation takes intention. And it's tricky because the client has to want the change. That's very different. No one ever asks the raw material of a pen whether it wants the change of the transformation, right? No one ever asks the molten plastic whether it's ready to become a pen. That would be laughable. But yet, for your clients, and anyone in a client business knows this, if you're focused on the success of your client and not just producing a job for them, right? If you're an accountant, you could just file their taxes, right? Or you could go a step further and you could say, I'm going to make sure that we minimize your tax liability and that we, at the same time, minimize your chance. We balance those two forces, minimizing tax liability and minimizing the chance that you might be audited. We could go one level further as that accountant and say, I want to maximize your financial health, right? So there are levels to these things. The higher the level that you're concerned with helping your client, I mean, a couple things are going to be true. For one, the higher that you can charge. Because the greater the transformation, the greater the value produced. This is simple. First principle, sort of lesson in business in general, but that's particularly true in client transformation, right? You see contractors with big construction projects. You know, you could have somebody who builds the townhome that gets sold for $150,000, or they could take what is likely a similar amount of time and build a much bigger structure, an office building that can produce a lot more value per hour of contractor time, per hour, per unit of construction material that goes into it, right? More value produced. More value produced means that they can sell that for more money. Well, if you're in a client business, the value that you produce is the client transformation. I'm sure that we'll dig into client transformation in a future episode, but it's important to understand this principle. That is unlike any other industry. Because I could take plastic and I could build a pen, or I could take plastic and I could build a life-saving medical instrument and charge more. That's the same input, or very similar inputs, but that can lead to a dramatically different value-based outcome. Well, in a client business, the outcome is the client's transformation. The outcome is the client came in to your accounting, your very forward-looking accounting practice where you help maximize their financial health. They come in clueless. They leave being financially wise, being ready to make the right investment decisions. They leave in a place where they can both produce more income and they know how to keep more of it because they're wasting less of it. That is an incredibly transformed place, as opposed to filing their taxes for a few hundred dollars, which any good piece of tax preparation software can do. Are you slightly better than software? Or are you a life-changing part of your client's life? That is the difference in transformation. And you know what? You can spend only a little bit of time. You can spend the same amount of effort to transform your client as it takes to just filing some papers for your client. And I don't mean to minimize what tax preparers do. Certainly there are cases that are very complicated. There's a lot of reasons why you might want to do that. But I am just putting that in context that, believe it or not, you can use leveraged content. You can use techniques where you dial in the data that you're gathering from your clients, communicating to them, teaching them the way that they need to think about their finances in that instance. But this can apply to literally anything that you do. right? This can apply to literally any client business. If you work with clients, and it doesn't just have to be coaching and consulting. This could be service provider. This should be service providers as well need to focus on this. Because if you're a service provider, it's rarely the thing that you provide for your client, right? I've worked with people that who have ad agencies. I've worked with lawyers who file papers. I've worked with accountants who file their taxes and a bunch of and designers. I myself used to run a seven-figure, I used to run all of operations and was co-founder for a seven-figure design firm. But what the important takeaway around those done for you niches is that the missing, and we ran into this all the time at our design firm, we could produce the best designs in the world, right? And it wouldn't move the needle for organizations that were dysfunctional, for teams that didn't know how to use those graphic designs, those ads, those marketing assets. They didn't know how to use them. They were stymied. It made little to no difference for those people. But with the clients where they were willing for the transformation, they were ready for the transformation, and where we were able to prioritize and invest in helping them, in some cases for larger accounts, I would spend weeks on site with a client. Weeks on site. We were doing graphic design. We were doing so much more than graphic design. We spent that time on site dialing in their operations. So the designs that our team back in the office were making the maximum impact for them. Huge difference. So if you run ads, if you do a service for your client, just know you could do the best job in the world. And that still isn't going to move the needle nearly as much as intentional transformation of your client, of the person, of their mindset, of their skills. You change that, you change everything for them. And you change everything for a client, you have just produced a nearly immeasurable amount of value. So that's why the world needs the Client Whisperer podcast. There's one more reason. There's one more thing before we bring this episode to a close. This inaugural episode, outside of our announcement episode, the very first episode, it's still part of our soft launch. We'll launch officially in a few more days. But there's one more thing of why the world needs the Client Whisperer podcast. Clients are tough, man. Clients can be brutal. And here's why. Once you know that your job is client transformation, and you're focused on that, every client interaction is actually a battle. There's a battlefield going on, and most of the time, client business leaders don't even know it. And it's a battle between the dysfunctional state that your client is living in, the suboptimal state that your client is living in, and that future state, that ideal place, that transformed state that you know they could be living in. And here's why it's a battle. It's a battle because the client is always going to defend where they are. Even if they're ready, even if they say that they're ready, even if you've worked with them, even if you focus on mindset, there is part of them that is going to resist. This is why we say, you heard us say in the intro at the beginning of this episode, the enemy is bad client behavior. Well, said another way, the enemy is the client's resistance. Because clients will always regress back to the mean unless the factors are in place so that you can help them, because it's their responsibility to do this, but unless you can help them activate a new behavior, a new belief, or a new paradigm in what they believe, in what they can do, or in the way that they look at the world. It's all about activation. If you can activate that version of them, then you are in a remarkably powerful place. If you can't successfully activate that, the clients will regress back to the mean. And the reason behind this is their resistance. Regressing back to the mean refers to the fact that over time, this is the best example. How many of you, I know that I've been here, how many of you have lost a bunch of weight? And then slowly you find that you stop that diet, you stop that active lifestyle routine, your workouts, things like that. You maybe don't stop them completely, but you just, you know, you go into maintenance mode, but it's not maintenance mode. It's a little bit under maintenance mode, right? You stop eating the way that you know you should. You stop going to the gym quite as often. And slowly but surely, you regress back to the mean or the average of where you were before. It happens to the best of us, no judgment. But what happens when people don't regress back to the mean is that a deeper change happens. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. The ways in which you help your client. If you don't want them to regress back to the mean, then what you need to do is you need to A, activate those new skills. We just talked about that. But B, you need to create a structure of support for them on an ongoing basis. You need to make it easy for them to live out that new life with those new skills, behaviors, the same thing, with those new behaviors, beliefs, or paradigms activated. Which is why we believe so much in client retention. But along the way of helping them to do that, you are faced with clients' resistance. And the resistance is the lizard brain. You may have heard of this. There's actually a phenomenal book. I'm taking the concept of the resistance from a phenomenal book by a gentleman named Stephen Pressfield. The original book that he wrote is called the War of Art. He wrote a smaller book that was a bit of a summary called Do the Work. I'll link both of them here in the show notes. But the War of Art is where I get the paradigm of the battleground. There is a battleground going on between you and your clients all the time. The people who are really great, we're going to highlight some phenomenal client business practitioners a little bit later this month. We call them legends. We call them client fulfillment legends, client success legends. But the people who do a great job, they get this instinctively. They get that it's a battleground. It's you versus your client's resistance. It's your client's best interests, their best selves, with your help, championing, I think I got that right. Your client's best selves and you championing those best selves versus their resistance. Because their resistance is their lizard brain. It is the feeling inside of them that wants those patterns, those behaviors, those mindset, a lot of which are all going to be subconscious, that want to keep the client safe. Some of these can happen from, earlier traumas. I was recently just meeting with a client. She has a phenomenal business, really impressive. She racks up 20K plus weeks in her client business. But just a few years ago, she came off a string, a serial entrepreneur kind of a person. She came off of a string of a number of seven-figure business failures. Millions of dollars lost. You better believe that there are traumas in that. And I'm not talking about, she hasn't been to war. She hasn't been abused, right? But that doesn't make the trauma to the lizard brain any less severe. It doesn't change the fact that she's experiencing drag. She's experiencing the resistance. Because when those kind of failures happen, and that's imprinted on the brain as trauma, and I'm not a psychologist, right? It's not at all where my area of expertise is, but we'll have some on the show as well as some some other amazing mindset coaches as guests who can share some of this. And I'll even bring some of my teachers and coaches and mentors on to share some of this with you. But when the brain interprets these things as trauma, that imprints a deep pain. And the body is really good at minimizing pain and maximizing pleasure, right? You've heard that before. So what happens is when that pain is imprinted, that says to someone, your client, before you've ever seen them, their brain is optimizing for how can I not be hurt like this ever again? And that leads us to play the game like we don't want to lose rather than playing it to win. It leads to us closing doors in our mind where behind which there's a lot of gold. There's a lot of value to be harvested. But we close those doors because we don't want to go close to those things that have hurt us before. These are some of the trends that happen. So why does the world need the Client Whisperer Show? Why am I doing this? Because working with clients is a battle between you and them, their best selves, and their resistance. And if you're not careful, if you're not focusing on you enough, if you're not focusing on the business and dialing in, paying attention to those subtle things that come up, those frustrations, those client interactions that drag you down, if you're not on top of that and careful of that, well, then it's harder and harder for you to win that battle. Those battles when you're interacting with your client's resistance, it's harder and harder for you to win. It's harder for you to spot what is bad client behavior versus what is just a cranky client, right? A client that's having a bad day. It'll be harder for you to know where to put boundaries in place versus when to change your approach of what you're doing versus when to go deeper with clients. Sometimes when we hit that resistance, we should identify a boundary and give the client time. But equally as often, when we hit that client resistance, we should spend some time digging deeper, peeling back layers to find out what's going on. And certainly, we'll share in future episodes some of the ways to know when to do which. But the bigger point that I want to share, that I want to make sure that I'm sharing, is that if you're not taking care of you, if you don't have a resource and a place like the Client Whisperer Show to come back to so that you can have support in this, in these kinds of areas, then eventually you will start to lose those battles. That's what happens. That's what happens to just about every client before we find them, client of ours, before we've found them, before they've found us. So I want you to win the battles. And I know enough of you. I've served enough clients who have client businesses to know that you don't get into this line of work just to make money. That might be a secondary reason or passion, but almost anybody who's willing to work with other humans has a deeper why. And I want you to win the war of your why. I want you to make a bigger impact on the market. I want you to change the things that you know are changeable in your clients and in the world. I want that for you. And that's why the world needs the Client Whisperer Show, because this is the only place that I've been able to find. So if you know of one, leave a comment on our website, clientwhisperer.show. You can go to our website and leave a comment if you know of another place, but I haven't been able to find one. And that's why the world needs the Client Whisperer Show, because you need a place like this. And for as long as we can, we're going to bring you episodes every week 2 episodes a week with a bonus episode every now and then. And we have some great things planned. So thank you for tuning in to our very first inaugural episode as part of our soft launch. Talk to you soon.